Sarah Vane was exactly as advertised. Pretty, calm, the kind of composed that isn't natural. My brain clocked the geometry of the room in about half a second. Two exits, one guard, sight lines that put me at a disadvantage if I moved left. I stayed where I was. "You're smarter than the others," she said. "You actually found me."
"Math," I retorted. "You should try it sometime."
She smiled like I'd said something charming. I didn't trust that smile. I didn't trust anything about her, including, increasingly, my own read on the situation. Something at the edge of my thoughts felt adjusted, like someone had nudged a variable and hoped I wouldn't notice the equation had changed.
"You've been in my head," I said.
"Only a little," Sarah countered. "Just enough to make sure you'd come to me instead of running. You always run, Voss. Did you know that?"
"I did know that. I chose not to confirm it."
"We could fix that," she continued. "All the things that make you difficult, we're very good at smoothing those out."
12 feet between us. The guard was right-handed. Weight on his back foot. Slow draw. Sarah herself? No weapon visible, which meant she didn't think she needed one. She was probably right. That was annoying. 2 stars. Wouldn't recommend letting a telepath set the terms of engagement.
"So here's my problem," I said. "You've been rearranging my thoughts, which means I can't trust any conclusion I've reached in the last 48 hours, including the ones that brought me here. Which means this might be exactly where you wanted me."
Sarah looked genuinely pleased. "Most people don't work that out." "Most people," I said, "aren't running threat calculus on everything in their room. So I'll make you a deal. Stay out of my head for the next 60 seconds and I'll hear your pitch."
"And if I don't?" "Then I stop being careful about the furniture." She laughed, not unkindly. Then she nodded. "Good enough. I'd had worse starting positions."